This is subscriber-only content. Recently, I received a message from Stuart from North Dakota, and he asks, Oscar, you may have covered this before. Is it okay to take notes when listening? I find that important pieces I want to remember, I would like to write down, but sometimes I think I'm not listening because I'm too busy writing. Thanks, Stuart. I think three elements that we think about when note-taking. The first one is, what do we take a note of? The second one, how should we take down those notes? And then finally, who takes the notes? These conversations fall into kind of four different areas. The first one is the individual conversation where it's you and one other person. The other one is the group conversation, the team meeting, the project meeting, the work in progress meeting, the brief taking meeting. And then if you think about an individual or a group meeting, they fall into two distinct kinds of meetings. The first one is the regular or the recurring meeting. And the second one is the emerging meeting where you're discovering and exploring. Stuart, the first thing people think about is what should they note down? In the individual conversations, what to note down, that should be decided between the two of you. Who is taking the notes is one of the questions you should ask. If you're in a manager-employee relationship, too often the manager might default to taking the notes themselves. This moves responsibility away from whoever's meant to do it. The person who's taking the action should take the note and confirm it to the other person. When I interviewed Dr. Boris Conrad, a world champion memory expert, he attends the Memory Olympics, he said consistently, avoid taking verbatim notes and take more graphical notes, more thematic notes, or more action orientated notes. In the individual conversation, Stuart, the first thing I'd ask you is who is taking the notes. The next bit is what is it that you want to note down? For the regular meetings, it's actions. For the emerging meetings where you're exploring things together, just note down themes, notice patterns, so that can act as a prompt in the next conversation. When I'm working with a client in a one-on-one situation, if it's a regular meeting, I'm definitely not taking notes. They are. But if it's an emerging meeting where I'm meeting the client for the first time, I will agree with them during the meeting. Do you mind waiting? I just want to take a note. What you said is important. And I think given what we want to achieve, do you mind pausing while I take a note? I think this overcomes your second challenge, Stuart, where taking the note actually distracts you from listening in on the conversation. The other element is looking at the group meeting and thinking about the regular group meeting. I see one of the things that people struggle with in taking notes about actions is agree who's taking the notes and don't assign an action to anybody in the meeting who's absent. You can't assign an action to somebody outside the meeting because they don't have the context. Somebody in the meeting needs to agree to take that action and debrief the person who's responsible for it. I think the other challenge people face is waiting until the end and summarizing everything. When we're taking notes, we should confirm along the way with the people impacted and make sure they confirm that the language that the note is taken in is the note that's agreed by everybody. Whether that's virtual or in a face-to-face meeting, we all have the technology so everybody can see what is being taken down as a note. So there's a couple of ways to think about it, Stuart. In the Deep Listening Playing Cards, a series of 50 cards, card 11 actually talks about the notes. And in the notes on the card, it says, take fewer and more graphical notes. Avoid capturing exclusively verbatim dialogue. Try and capture the actions or the meaning. So that's card 11 out of that. So, Stuart, I hope that's helped you out. And more importantly, I hope it's helped others out as well. If you've got some questions, feel free to send me an email, podcast@oscartrimboli.com. That's podcast@oscartrimboli.com. I'd be delighted to answer your questions. If you happen to be a newsletter subscriber, you'll also receive an email with much more extensive notes and a couple of graphical references around note-taking with some examples of how people have taken notes when I've been speaking. Thanks for listening.